Don't go. Don't go. What's Mom going to do without you?
Well, it didn't happen exactly like that, but you get the picture. Depending on your child's personality and ours, sometimes letting go is easier for our kids than for us as moms. You may have left them in others' care many times, but kindergarten is the first step toward, gulp, moving them out of your nest. Those who opt for Christian homeschooling may feel more secure, but the fact still remains your child is growing up. Questions march across the screen of your imagination like fearful soldiers. Will my child be safe, loved, accepted? Will she find friends? Will he encounter enough Christian influence? Will God take care of him? Will she learn the right things? Another woman faced the same dilemma. God finally blessed a barren woman named Hannah with a handsome baby boy. She nurtured him until the day came when she knew it was time to let go. Fulfilling a previous promise to God, Hannah deposited her young son Samuel into the hands of a priest named Eli. There at the temple, Samuel would serve as Eli's assistant. Eli would raise this dedicated young man to be a servant of God. Can you imagine the fears of this young mother as she let go of her firstborn's hand and waved a tearful goodbye? Was Eli trustworthy? Would Samuel be safe, loved, accepted? Would God take care of him? The Bible doesn't mention Hannah's fears, but it does record her trust. Read it for yourself. My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. 1 Samuel 2, 1 and 2. How could she feel this way? Hannah did not give her son to Eli. She gave him into the hands of the Lord. What about her son's reactions? Hannah returned home with her husband, but 1 Samuel 2:11 says Samuel thrived. The boy ministered before the Lord under Eli the priest. Hannah's decision to let go and trust God with her child resulted in a new spokesman for a nation named Israel as God raised up the great prophet Samuel. Since kindergarten, I had to let go many times as my children passed one milestone after another. First day at middle school and high school, first boyfriend and subsequent dating, first day of driving, first day of college, then graduation. I pleaded for protection. I probed for wisdom. I prepared for the worst. I prayed for the best. Fear still nipped at my heels with every new stage, but God's faithfulness filled me with a growing trust as the years flew by. I didn't always usher my children into their exciting adventures with joyful anticipation like Hannah, but by the time the big wedding day arrived, I had learned how to celebrate. As we walked through the doors of our home after waving goodbye to our daughter and her new husband,